Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us this evening, the one and only Scott Ian of Anthrax. How you doing, Scott?
Doing great. Happy to have you back on the show talking about this brand new album that just came out. And Scott, creatively, what's the biggest advantage of being able to make For All Kings with the momentum of worship music?
The band was in a great mindset. You know, we were in the midst of touring for worship music when we started writing what would become For All Kings. So it was just a real strong sense of positivity and energy around us because, you know, worship music came out and we had no expectations really for that record. And it really just reintroduced us in a big way to people all over the planet, and people really connected with that record, and it just gave us the ability to be a band again and not really worry so much about 1,000 other things. We could just be Anthrax. And so when we started writing in Los Angeles, up in the woods, at the jam room at my house, the environment, the vibe, everything was just really, really full of energy and strong, and that really carried into the writing sessions, and the creativity never stopped for almost 2 years.
The new Anthrax album is out now. Here's a tune from it. This is Breathing Lightning on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Scott Ian of Anthrax on the show with us tonight. And you're a writer who works in several different formats, songs, comic books, now your autobiography. How does the way you approach writing for one format overlap so you try it differently for another format?
Well, they're all so different. Lyrics for me, obviously I've been doing it a long time, but it's still the oddest thing, the oddest type of writing for me. You know, writing stories, writing about my life, writing comics even, and like having done that the least, even writing comics, writing dialogue, as alien as that seemed to me, once I got the hang of it, it seemed natural. Lyrics are so weird because, I'm taking all these feelings and thoughts and emotions and ideas and then trying to fit them into the context of verse, and with rhyming and making it work in the context of a song. And that to me is still so odd because I'm not a fan of musicals. I don't go to Broadway shows like that, really. And I don't like going to see a movie where people just break out into song, unless it's like Nightmare Before Christmas or something like that. But, for me, writing lyrics, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love writing lyrics. And it's still such a challenge for me because I just find the mechanics of it so odd and challenging. And I think that's something that I love so much about it.
Full Metal Jackie with Scott Ian of Anthrax on the show. We're celebrating the release of the new Anthrax album, For All Kings. It's out now. Coming up, going to hear from Jamie Josta with Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit. Going to play a tune off the latest record from Prong. More with Scott. He'll be picking a tune. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie with Scott Ian of Anthrax on the show with us, and we're talking about the new album, For All Kings. And Scott, lyrically, what got you to start thinking about what you wanted to write about for this album?
I'm always thinking. I'm always making notes. It's one of the good things about technology. With my iPhone, I can always just, any idea I have, I just write it in my phone. And then when it comes time to actually start writing lyrics, that usually for me doesn't come until we've got pretty solid song arrangements, and I could sit and listen to the songs, the instrumental versions of the songs, that really is what kind of gets my brain into gear as far as what a song is going to be about. And literally, like the feeling of the riffs, like whether if I feel a riff is angry or if the riffs a lot will tell me, like, okay, this is going to be this kind of song. I need lyrics like this. Or sometimes I'll just start singing words to a part that are complete nonsense, and then from those nonsense words you start figuring out what I'm gonna write about. But it I know it sounds weird and spacey, but it really is the music tells me, like a song knows what it's gonna be about, and then it lets me in on the secret, and then I'm like, oh, that's who you are. And then I'll go through my notes and see if there's anything that kind of makes that song happy. You know, like feeling, all right, these lyrics fit with these riffs really well. They should get married. Like, I literally think about all that kind of crap when I'm writing. But really, it's just a case of coming up with ideas that I feel passionate about. Most of the time, it's stuff that makes me angry about the world. But, you know, hate and love, both very strong emotions. I just tend to write more hateful songs about things on the planet than I do love songs.
Right, I can't really remember the last Anthrax love song.
Well, actually, Safe Home.
That's true.
Safe Home I wrote for Pearl, and as well, For All Kings on this record is very much the silver lining kind of song on the record, and some of the lyrics on that song are specifically, the second verse is specifically about my wife, Pearl.
Oh.
So there's two.
So there's two ever for Anthrax. Okay.
Yeah.
Full Metal Jacket. Scott Ian of Anthrax on the show with us this evening. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, plus music from Devil You Know, Testament. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jacket with Scott Ian of Anthrax on the show with us tonight. Scott, what is the most unique aspect of John Donne's playing in terms of how it affected the end result of these new songs?
Man, John, you know, he really had such a great sense of what these songs were when we would send him arrangements, and he just understood. He would, like, the same way, I guess, I listen to the songs and I start to understand what I need to write about. He would listen to the songs and understand what the solos needed to be and where he needed to be playing, where he didn't need to be playing, and really just nailed it. Like, you know, Charlie did a lot of work with him on this record, and Charlie would always mention how, like, you think back to Kiss and you think back to, like, classic Kiss songs, it, like Ace Frehley's solos, they tell a story. It's like their own little song within the song, because you could pretty much sing any Ace Frehley solo. Like, you just, and that's kind of, you know, what we were looking for. And John really, he got that. And he's got just a great sense of melody. And first time in the history of this band, we actually extended lead break sections in some of the songs because we wanted more of what he was doing.
Full Metal Jacket. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Scott Ian of Anthrax. Full Metal Jacket, Scott Ian of Anthrax on the show with us tonight. And Scott, what never changes about the way you feel when you can see and hear the finished result of making an album?
There's so many, obviously, different facets of being in a band that I love, you know, whether it's writing, recording, or playing live. And yeah, I would say sitting down and listening to your finished, sequenced, mastered album is right up there with live shows. You know, when you've spent so much time working on something, generally from the time you start writing a record till your time was done with it, you know, that could be a couple of years of your life gone, and you put so much of yourself into something. So to get to have the finished product, like a physical finished product in your hand, you know, that feels great, because you created something from nothing. And for me, that's it's one of the best feelings in the world.
Full Metal Jacket with Scott Ian of Anthrax. Make sure you pick up the new album For All Kings and see Anthrax out on the road. Scott, tell us, what are the plans for the rest of 2016? Touring, I'm guessing? Touring and touring?
Yeah, touring and touring. We pretty much know where we're going to be from now until the end of the summer. We go to Mexico, Central and South America with Maiden for the whole month of March. April and May, we're playing some of these big U.S. festivals like Carolina Rebellion and Welcome to Rockville and some of these other ones. And then end of May, right to Europe, and we're basically in Europe all summer. And then the idea is to come back later in the year and do a headline run in the States.
Awesome. Well, sounds like you guys are going to be very busy. Definitely wish you the best of luck, and looking forward to seeing you out on this tour.
Thanks, Jackie.
It's Full Metal Jacket, and we've got more metal on the way.